Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called Operationalizing the TEDx San Diego Brand. Last Saturday, thought leaders and changemakers converged on the Qualcomm Institute at Cal IT2 campus for a special day of sharing ideas, making connections, and experiencing exciting possibilities. It was the fourth TEDx San Diego, an extraordinary day that certainly lived up to the standards set by previous years. It was also the culmination of the work a few of us undertook last year to clarify and focus the TEDx San Diego brand. I was fortunate to lead the steering committee through the effort and was so gratified to see our brand strategy be operationalized with such excellence. You see, after having served on the program team for a couple of years, I wanted to apply to TEDx San Diego the skills and approaches I usually use with my clients who call on me to help them tackle their toughest brand challenges. After all, the TEDx San Diego organization was undergoing significant change. Jack Abbott, the heart and soul and license holder, had taken on two partners. We would be seeking out a new venue, and San Diego had become home to many other TEDx events. So we needed to be crystal clear about who we are, why we exist, and how we're different from others. In essence, we needed to articulate the TEDx San Diego brand platform and ensure everyone who works on TEDx San Diego understands, embraces, and applies it in the millions of decisions that need to be made when putting on such an event. After interviewing a range of stakeholders, staff, participants, speakers, partners, other TEDx organizers, and reviewing many background documents, I led the steering committee through the process of answering our five what's: what we stand for, our brand essence; what we believe in, our defining values and attributes; what people we seek to engage, our target audiences; what distinguishes us, our key differentiators; and what we offer, our overarching experience or value proposition. Jack explained our process saying, quote, "Our determined pursuit to share new ideas worth spreading caused us to do some new thinking, or rather rethinking, about the TEDx San Diego experience itself. We asked ourselves what we are trying to create and why, and we recommitted ourselves to our goal, to help connect, illuminate, inspire, and activate the TEDx community in San Diego and beyond to make a difference." Then we created the TEDx San Diego brand book and began engaging all of the volunteers, over 100 of them, with the strategy. I heard how the brand platform shaped the presentation that was crafted to enroll partners, how it drove the salons that were held throughout the year, how Jack used it to prepare for interviews with the press, how it informed and inspired the program team as they curated and coached the speakers, and many more ways the brand platform was used. Perhaps the most vivid, tangible demonstrations of the brand platform in action were seen on Saturday. Because our target audiences included not only the curated group of participants who attend the event in person, but also the broader audience of people who we reach through videos and online channels, there was a live stream event simulcast and active Twitter interactions. In the end, we hit 1.34 million impressions for the day. Because one of our values is taking risks, we invited Associate Professor of Visual Arts at UC San Diego, Benjamin Bratton, to speak on what's wrong with TED Talks. His comments were provocative and caused people to be more thoughtful about what we're doing and why. Because we said our value proposition included transformational experiences, the event featured many interactive experiences, including a visit to the Tel IT2 3D caves, five-sided virtual reality rooms, a deep yoga journey to your soul led by 2012 speaker and yogi Baba Ram, and a reason to survive chalk mural to which participants could add their creations. There were so many more ways the TEDx San Diego brand was operationalized, and all of it led to a one-of-a-kind experience. The starting point for TED and TEDx is the power of ideas. But as we all know, ideas must be acted upon to make a difference. The same can be said about brand strategy.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at DeniseLeeYan.com. Take care, and thanks again.